Memches the worm should turn niktas for him. So Mishnah goes through the Torah's nicknames by Rabbah, Shemin of the Vordim, and makes a list of all of them. So you get about halfway through Shal and Girsav, the exact Girsav, it's either number 24, 20, 25, or 26. So the language of the Mishnah changes. So the first 24 it says, Talmud, the things you should do. You should do Talmud. You should have Shmias Oizen. You should be Arichas. Use the nouns of the things you should do, but they're nouns of actions. Then halfway through the mission changes. It says Taras Nikti by Munus Chachamim. Taras Nikti by Kabbalas Yisurim. Hamakaris Mekayma v'Hasumeich Mechelkan. It starts describing the person. The person who's makir and makayma, the person who's sameach b'chalka, the person who's oisus siyagul d'barav, the person is oyevis et stalkers, oyevis meshorim, that person is kind of Torah. So the language of the Mishnah changes halfway through the Mishnah. Which is to indicate that that whereas these, in other words, it could have written, b'hakoris makaymai, Besimchas Chelkoi, or something of that sort. But it doesn't write it like that. Kanira, that the Mishnah is switching by indicating that the first 24 are things that you need to do. The second 24 are as the, which almost would say they're things you need to do in the process of preparing for Limud Torah. The second one, as a person is learning, as a person is being kind of Torah, the person has upon himself that he should make sure that it creates these results. And these results will then allow that the Torah should be nikna, it should stay by him. Hamakris Makaymai. So morale says on the makaris makaymai. So sometimes we use the phrase, we tell a person be makar your makam, it means don't think higher of yourself than really is correct. Morale says that makaris makaymai means both that a person should be aware of his milo, and a person should be aware of his sar. Says we can't expect a person to absorb Torah, which the Torah's goal is to develop the person and raise the person up, if he doesn't recognize the areas he needs to work on. He's makir his chesroinus, so then the Torah can impact. The person thinks he's perfect, so we'll stop from the Torah. So perkin makir is makim. But the morale also says that the person has to see in his milo. The morale in other places, when he talks about the idea of makim, that the makim, when we saw a makam of an item, Enlecha, the Mishnah says earlier that Enlecha Adam Shein Lo Shav, Enlecha B'Dabar Shein Lo Makam. Everything has a place in the world. So what do you mean has a place in the world? It sits in the, it has a chair, has a spot. What it means that it has a function. It belongs here. It belongs in the world. So everything has a function. Everything has a makam where it belongs. So that's an expression of the milas of the item. That this item means everything has a reason why it's here. Everything has a purpose. Everything has a milo, which is important, that it needs to be contribute to the world. So that's true in the person. Also, the person has to be makaris makaymai. The next midah is the Sameach B'Chelkoi. So the morale says that the two midahs go together. So his Makaris Makaymai means a person, he almost touches what we're saying right now, Makaris Makaymai and Sameach B'Chelkoi. Person Sameach in his Chelik. So everybody has a Chelik. He has a portion. So Sameach B'Chelkoi means that you have certain people that they don't recognize their chesroinus. So there's nothing to fix because we're perfect. There's certain people that you can never make them happy. They never feel fixed. So said also the Torah can't help them because the goal of the Torah is to address a problem. The person sees a problem being addressed and says, "Nah, garnish gehalfen." So the Torah can't, he doesn't allow the Torah to be absorbed in him because he's not allowing it to do what it's supposed to do. So the combination of the two together, the person who understands the areas he needs to work on, and he sees the results of how it's impacting him, and he's positive about that, the combination of the two allows a person to absorb the Torah. In a conversation with somebody, this person, his nature is to constantly second guess himself and say, I could have done more, I could have done better, I'm not good enough, we always could have done more. So he says he's into the more secular bent, so he reads all these books about, you know, these people were very successful in business because they were driven. Like, that's the word, they're driven. Well, people which are driven are never happy because they're always driven. Right? The problem is people are driven and they're never happy. So the result is that they make every person around them unhappy also. And we can't say, well, the person was such a tremendous person because he accomplished so much of his life that he made millions of people unhappy. Right? Right? But he made a lot of money. Remember, the word successful equals money, you know, right? Right? The two is that's like the definition. So he's driven is not necessarily a, you know, but the person who's into the success equal money mode, so that the word driven is a very positive word. So he was writing about an individual, he told me, so we were discussing this issue that maybe that's not the most positive thing in his life. He can see that's a possibility, right? He says he read a book about a certain individual, which is this person was driven and he succeeded, and he was very successful first in the sports world and eventually in other areas, etc. And this person, you know, got so used to making so much tremendous amounts of money at very, especially if you're in the sports world, so you can make tremendous amounts of money for doing very, you know, not a lot of hours, right? If you work out their pay scale per hour, you know, it's more than teachers get, okay? Or obey them for sure. So if you picture that out, so this person was like, so I need to build on that. See, the result is that the end of the person was a totally, that his life was a waste because he was always running after that. So Mechalik is the person who says, wow, I have accomplished. I mentioned this idea from the Shiva Reb Chaim, Zichr Livracha, Shiva Chaim Stein, that I once saw a piece from Rav Dessler, and they have a mechtam from Rav Dessler between him and his Talmidim, different things. So they're writing that Rav Dessler, Zichr Livracha, was a person, because of his situation, kept a tremendous amount of correspondence between himself and his Talmidim. Because of the Hatakas Mokum, where he was, he ended up leaving Lithuania and going to England. He sent his son, Nachum Belville, Zichr Livracha, back to Europe to learn in Kalem. So he asked his father, how is he to keep a kasher to his child? He says, do it through letters. So he has a very, very, you know, intense letter writing about the feelings, emotions, hadracha, etc., between him and his son, which some of them are printed in Mitzvah Liyo. For 6 years of the war, he was separated from his wife and his son, and his son and a daughter were in Australia, and he was in England. He started a yeshiva. He developed many talmidim in London, but then he started his yeshiva in Gateshead. So he used to keep in touch with them by letter writing. Eventually, he moved to Panyavich, and he kept in touch with talmidim in Gateshead and in London by letter writing. And he'd write them constantly letters with hadracha, etc. So he had a tremendous amount of correspondence in him and his talmidim. So one of the letters over there talks about that. The one of the talmidim asked him. He says, "You say in the paragraph. You say Shabbos. You say Yom Tov. V'sabenu mitovecha." So he says, "What's sabenu mitovecha referring to?" He says, "It can't refer to Gashmis because with the flow of the paragraph is we talk about kachena mitzusecha." So the topic is ruchnius. So the topic is not gashmi. The topic is ruchnius. So what's pas habenu mitavecha? Why should we surveyor? You always want more when it comes to ruchnius. Why should we be happy? Baruch Hashem, you know. So that's this person was telling today. I'm scared to let myself be happy because then I'll stop being trying to do more. Right. So how can you answer habenu mitavecha? So Rav Dessler writes that this question has bothered him for a long time. He doesn't really give an answer. So I was by Rav Shira Zichr Livracha, Rav Shira Reb Chaim, Sukkot time a few years ago, and remember I'd seen this piece. I said, you know, I was asking curious what he would say about it. So without batting an eyelash, he says to me, He says, I mean, I'll give you the mushal, which he said, I'm a little bit more riches than he said it. So imagine you go to somebody's house and they serve you this delicious chocolate cake. So you feel a very geschmack of feeling, you know, nice big piece of chocolate cake, etc. So you're surveyor from the chocolate cake. The result isn't that you say, forget about chocolate cake, I'm not doing chocolate cake anymore. The result is you ask for another piece, or you come back tomorrow for some more, right? So sevia mituva is that feeling of how good it feels to enjoy the result of it is exactly what motivates you to ask for more. So sevia mituva is not a negative thing that's going to prevent you from accomplishing more. I don't know, the person who learns and does mitzvahs and feels good about the accomplishment, how much it affects him and it impacts him, so say, okay, Baruch Hashem, Yoytze Geben, I'm putter now. No, he's not going to say that. He's going to say, Gavaldik, I enjoyed it so much, let's do it again. That's the bakasha of Sebeinu Mitzvechel. That's how he's masked. That's Sameach Bechelka. Sameach Bechelka doesn't mean the guy says, Chastei Hashem, Baruch Hashem, this is me, take it or leave it. You don't like it, lump it. You know, and that's the way I am, you know. I had a young man who learned here in the yeshiva, so I give my chosin Shalom Bayis classes. So of course, I was in, the conversation is about the nakuda in the marriage. You're called upon to stretch your midas a little bit, and he was all excited about this idea to understand the difference between men and women, etc. He was like all really excited, into it. Like I think one of the most guys who's most into it that I ever had in the group. And he wanted copies of it, and he sent it to his brother-in-law, and to this one, to that one. It was like, it's a mom. It's like, wow, gewaldig. He gets married. He gets a phone call from his wife 2 weeks after they're married. He says, you know, my husband said, listen, this is the way I am. Take it or leave it. He's like, whoa, what happened? Like, you know, in the world of theory, it sounds like a lot of fun. You know, like, wow, it's so interesting and fascinating, philosophically, etc. Comes down to Lamaisa. Just like, this is who I am. You be happy with the chelik you got. You got me, and this is me. I'm not a nice guy. I'm not very expressive. I don't really understand you, and you just live with it. That was like basically what he said, you know, in so many words. Not in so many words, but that was the message, you know. She was like really, really excited. So Bechalka means that obviously a person is Makris Makaimai. He understands he has so much he has to accomplish. But he doesn't lose sight of the accomplishment that he does accomplish, and he feels a simcha than what he accomplished. That he was given the opportunity to accomplish that, and he did accomplish that. And therefore, I don't know, it's motivated us, let's do some more. So it's not something which causes a damper on the person's accomplishment. So I think that's Pasha Pshayit, as a morale type, understands Makris Mekayimai. I wanted to share with you an explanation, which I that Revolba says. I'm learning Alishur Chelik Aleph, so Shar Gimel with a group of some older Talmidim one night a week, and we're holding on the cusp of this next piece. This is the next paragraph, and it's a fascinating thought. It's because it's in Parshas Yisrael before Matan Torah. So Rashi tells Moshe Rabbeinu that there's going to be gevulim. There's going to be, like Rashi points out, that you can go this far, and then Aaron will go this far, the Kahanim will go this far, Klai Yisrael will stay over here. You cannot go on to the... There's gevulim, there are limits where you can't go. V'gam ha-Kohanim, Yis Kadoshu, lo ha-Yifretz bo ha-Mam Hashem. So I said, what does Yis Kadoshu mean? What does Yis Kadoshu mean? Means they should be mazim themselves. They should prepare themselves. Rashi says, "Loshon of kedush," means loshon of hazmona, preparation. You find Rashi points to place loshon of a kadesha is called a kadesha because she's muzumenes mufkeres tznus. She's designated for that purpose. You're mazim. You prepare for that function. You have to prepare for the function of staying put. But the Targum he translated it's loshon of kedusha. Staying in the right spot is called Kedusha. Each one should be makar their mokum. The Moshe Rabbeinu has a certain mokum where he belongs. Aaron has a mokum where he belongs. The Kohanim have a mokum where they belong. Klai has a mokum where they belong. And that's Kedusha. What's the Kedusha inherent in that? So now I'm going to tell you what I think I understand he means. Now, those of you who have ever learned Chelik Aleph, past the first two shorim, but the third and the fourth shar, you realize, he writes in the beginning of the shar, the Chelek Aleph, that he understands that his goal is not to say say everything clearly, because avoda really is when you absorb it yourself. You only absorb yourself when you think about it, and you come to the conclusions yourself, and then you implement it. So he's b'dafka not going to be ma'arich and explain everything. You got to figure it out yourself. Chelek Beis came out 20 plus years later, and he says, "I'm going to be ma'arich and explain everything because you guys didn't get it, right?" You know, but he said, "I see the generation has changed. Whereas my generation that I wrote it for before didn't want to have it clear and explicit because they wanted to do it themselves because they felt that would enhance their avoda. Apparently nowadays that's not what the Olam wants, so we're going to write it differently." So if you look at Chelek Aleph, the place where that's explicit, the most explicit, is in Shar Gimel. Shar Gimel, he leaves a lot up to the imagination. So therefore, what I'm going to present right now might be my imagination and not necessarily what Revolva meant. That was the Hagdama to that point. Chazal say Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mokem Shel Olam. Hashem is the Mokem of the world. Now we talk about the idea of Mokem. If something has its place. When he said before, place really, you know, something, we say that something, it's in the right place. A world which is random, which doesn't have a function and a purpose, and doesn't have a creator, can't have a right place. There's no right place, there's no wrong place, there's no function. Function is predicated on a purpose, on purpose. So if we talk about everything having its place, means, i.e. everything having a reason why it's here, and a role that it has to play, and a function that it's supposed to accomplish, and a purpose it's supposed to be, that's impossible to talk about unless you recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu was the Barei. And when a person stops for a moment and says, you know, the Baruch Hu was the Barei, he created the world, and he runs the world, and he put me here. I have to stop for a second and say, wow, the Borei Olam wants me here. So that's a approbation of a function. None other than the Borei Olam put me here. So I must be really important. I must have a very important role that he has to play. So the person who's a makir, the Kedusha, i.e. in the sense that the set of Kedusha is the recognition that everything really is Kutsh Brich Hu. There's no Mokum which is Ponimine. Everything is an emanation, an expression of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Understands that he has a place. I.e. he has a role. So the greatest source of affirmation of the importance of a human being is only possible when a person has an emunah and a creator. Or Tversky, in one of his books, writes, he says that, you know, as our society moves more and more to a secular bend, so we increase the need for psychological support. Because a person feels, what am I contributing to the society? What do you need me for? What am I doing? Why am I here? And he doesn't have a good answer. It's very demoralizing to a person. It's very depressing. And the person is at risk for having psychological challenges. I mentioned to you before that they did a study, and this is a study which I read the study, the report of the study, I read the report of the study 20 plus years ago, where it said that at that point in time, the estimation is one out of every five Americans will spend some time in his lifetime in a mental institution. Now, under Mabakare, that won't happen because they can't afford it. That's a different issue. That's a political statement. We'll discuss it at a different time. Right? But, so, Rabbi, how many guys are in the room here? Anyway, okay. It ain't me. Let's get this clear. So he says, you know, So the society is making a person less purposeful and less functional, and less having a makom, to the point where the person says, so what am I here for? It's the most depressing thing in the world. But the opposite of that, a person who truly integrates that into his reality, there's a tremendous simcha. I play a role. Hamakras makomai v'hasameich b'chelkai. A person who's able to recognize that he has a makom. He has a place. and you recognize, and that comes not from, that comes from a deep understanding that the Bari Olam put him here. And the Bari Olam put him here because the Bari Olam wants him here for a function, for a purpose. Me, with all my milas and all my tisrenus, me with all of that, all of the mess that I am, the Bari Olam made me like that. He gave me my level of intelligence. He gave me my midas. He gave me my parents. He gave me my yeshiva. He gave me everything. And the result is the mess called Eli Rheingold. But it's his fault. So he wants me to be like that. Not that I should stay like that, but I have a role to work from that position. I have a role to work to allow me to get somewhere. But I have a role to fill. I have a purpose to fill. It's such an exhilarating moment. It's such an expression of kedusha, of kedushas makom. That the makom where I stand is Admas Kodesh. Where I stand is a place where the Bari Olam put me. I'm a kayan serving a Kodesh Baruch on the Beis Hamikdash, in his mikdash, in his world. So how can I not be Sameach Bechelkoi? Yes, I don't know why in the world do I have to. Why can't I just be the, you know, fill in the blank? Because the person didn't want you to be like that. So yes, you have to work, but you can't fill any other role. You can't be anything other than what you are. Take it a step further. Sarvoba says that a person who is in tune to kedusha understands that everything that happens around him can somebody be incorporated and help him. Says both the negative and the positive. And he brings Chazal to that point. He says, Kolaroya said to the Kakula Yazatsim in a yayin. What's the pshat? Right? So Pasha pshat is the Chara. It's a deterrent issue. I see this woman, person's there in the basement, and he sees a woman being punished for the Veirav's noose by blowing up, and the boil, wherever he is, you know, mad. I mean, I don't know, you know, We it's a little bit of a different world. Like, you know, a person sitting in shul one day, all of a sudden a guy next to him blows up because he's the boil of the woman. Like, wow, what just happened over there? It's noose, right? So he says, you know, I might do it myself, so let's be out to the eye. And I think most Rodessa points out, most people would say, I'm not interested. If this is what happens when you do it, right, I'm out. No, no, Yazatsim, the greatest deterrent is possible, the courage you just had. You saw punishment, and it's a divine punishment. Divine, you know, it's a nes galui. The Mefarshim talk about why the Russian felt necessary to make a nes galui just happen. As you see, it's Mitzrayim happy. Imagine you said, all of a sudden, the water splits. Like, what lesson should I learn? I should yaz out some in a yayin. Like, what? So Rodessa gives his answer. Zalman Sosin gives the same answer. The greatest deterrent in life is that it can't be. But once you saw somebody that it could be, I get punished, I won't get caught. That's how we think. That's Rodessa. That's the Baal Musar's answer. He says, the version put me there. The Baal Shem Tov is the famous member from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says that the version, why was I in the place to witness this guy? Why was I in the guy next to him in shul? Right? Why was he in a different shul? Why was he in a different shul? Why was he next to me? Because I have shaykhus to that area, that issue. The Baal Shem Tov says, I don't witness a veiris, stop. A person who lives in a world where Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, if I see somebody doing an veiris, it's because I have shaykhus to that veiris. If I would have zero shaykhus to that veiris, and there's nothing for me to learn about that, and I have no problems with it at all, I'm totally rectified any tikkunim I need to do to my holy neshama, so it would be irrelevant to me. So I wouldn't even witness such a reality. So there must be some message for me that I need to address. Yes, I'm not holding where they're holding, but I cannot ignore it. I must address it. That's how Revolba explains it. Says Lehepich, or the Tzad HaTov. Chazal says, he says a beautiful pshat in Chazal. Kadosh Atzimah Mutar L'cho. Chazal says, Kadosh Atzimah Mutar L'cho. We can't. That if a person's in a makom, but dvarim hamutarim, v'cherem nogu behanisur, al yater hadavar bifnehem. If you're in a place where they have a certain chumrah in this town, And you're not, you're bet, it's a chumrah, it's not a halacha requirement, it's the chumrah. And you don't have that minig. You cannot be mekel while you're there with them. So we understand, Pasha, what's pshat in that din? Very simple. It's a derech eretz, like a concept, respect. Derech eretz, the people over here are machmir something, you're not casual about it, because A, it's not derech eretz to them, B, they might learn from you, and they might stop doing their chumrah, that's not right for them either, because they've undertaken a chumrah, etc. Says, so what's the lashon kaddish atzmacha b'mutzalah? What's kaddish atzmacha then? It's derech eretz. He says, that's not what Chazal is saying. Chazal is saying, here you are in a place, you meet a tzibur of people which are very diligent, very careful about a certain topic. So what should you do with that? What message should I give to you? It's not me, they do that, I don't do that. No, the person is exposing to, because he wants you to take something out of that. He wants you to, you don't have to be exactly like them, you do the same thing as them, but the sensitivity that they have towards a certain area, I should learn from that. I should find a way to integrate that into my own reality. Kaddish atzmacha. You should be mekaddish yourself. When you get exposed to that, the person is exposing you because he wants you to gain something from it. You know, guys go there so for their Israel experience, you know, right? So part of the experience, you know, like they take you to Stolen one time to like to watch people like davening, you know, like you know, and they take you to, you know, to Simai or right, you know, for Shalshunis, you know, the different experiences that expose you to, like, you know, so it's like tech, it's, you know, it's like a tourist, you know, right, a spectator sport, you know, like we stand there, we watch it. You guys you might have seen at some point. Like, I remember when it first came out. You know, when Eish HaTor was really first, like, you know, picking up and going, like in the end of the 70s, early 80s, they published, there was an article which was published in Rolling Stones magazine about a girl who was a writer for them. Her brother had become frum. And she thought her brother went off the deep end. Right? So she decided to go investigate it. And she wrote an article about, the name of the article is Next Year in Jerusalem? Question mark. That was the name of the article. It was 20 pages long in small print about how she came and she spent a few months there in with her brother in Yerushalayim, and she met Reb Noach, and she describes meeting Reb Noach, etc., all from the perspective of the journalist. You know, and she talks about how with the magic of the beauty of Yerushalayim, etc., and then her final point, she's coming back to America, she's on the plane, and she sees the lights, the twinkles of New York City, and the magical lights of New York City, right? And she says, where am I going to be next year in Jerusalem, question mark. You know, that's how she lends the article. Gorgeous article. But Aish got their hands on it, and they reprinted it. They got permission to reprint it, they reprinted it, and they sent it out, etc. So somewhere along that article, in the conversation, stop being a reporter for a moment. Just be part of the reality. It's like, you know, detached. Like, you know, we watch the Stoloners like this, you know. Chas v'shalom, I shouldn't become like them, you know, because, like, that's strange. Because they daven like Meshuggahs, like, you know. I know how to daven normal. They daven strange. Kaddish atzmacha means if you expose it, I mean, there's a reason why you're exposed to it. There's something you can absorb from it. Yeah, it means that you're supposed to for the rest of your life, no. Like, you know. But there's something you could absorb. There's something you could learn. So why don't we do that? You know, we don't do that, I think, most of us, because we're scared. Because it's a message to me that I'm not good enough. It's a self-defense mechanism. Oh, one second. I'm okay. You're like, don't, you know, if you have to change, means there's something wrong with me. It's a self-defense mechanism. Hamakras Makarim, a person who is confident in the fact that Bershom put him here. What greater self-confidence can you have and self-esteem can you have? The Bershom put me here and made me the way I am. So what am I scared of? I'm comfortable with what I am. Not that I should remain like this in my shell. I'm comfortable with it. Therefore, I'm open to new experiences. I'm ready to integrate other things. I have a confidence that I'm okay allows me, the makris of karma, I understand that I have a function, I have a purpose, and I have a role, and it's very important, and Bershom Dafka put me here. So, okay, I'm ready to take the next step. I'm ready to absorb that kedusha, which is I'm being exposed to, whether it's in the negative sense or in the positive sense. I'm ready to take that lesson and say, you know what? I need to address it also. I can gain from it also. So the makris makomoi creates a person of Sameach Bechelkoi. The simcha of the Bechelkoi allows you the confidence, the joy allows you the confidence. I can take on, I can move, I can expand, I can be expansive. That's a prerequisite to Torah. And if you don't have it before you start the world of Torah, the Mishnah is telling me that the Torah should teach you this. And if Torah isn't teaching you this, you're not learning the right Torah. You should be a person who, through learning Torah, becomes a makaris makaymai. Through Mekai Mitzvahs, you become a makaris makaymai. You recognize, I'm important. The Baruch Hu was waiting for my fill-in every morning. The Baruch Hu was waiting for me to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Hashem Hakad with my tefillin on my head. He's waiting for me. That's what it means to daven. I'm talking to the Baruch Hu. I have an audience with the King. He's waiting for my audience. He wants to hear from me. So I'm an important person. That's what the King in Torah says, that if you didn't count that before you started having the world of Torah and Mitzvahs, but I want you to understand that you should become a person who's a makaris makaymai. You should also become a person who's a man.